My name's Karina Lester, and I'm from the Arnongal, Binyanyara and Yungunyara lands. I came to the meeting to hear what Commissioner Scarce was going to present to the wider public about the Nuclear Royal Commission, and to hear how the process is going to be and those four terms of reference as well, and how they're going to gather all this information to meet that deadline on the 6th of May.
There's already been concerns that people living in remote areas without access to computers won't be able to make the formal submission to the inquiry. Is that a concern for you?
That is a big concern for me, because we're in remote communities. Not all of the communities would, or I couldn't tell you off the top of my head if there is a JP in those communities, have access to a computer, and have skills and computer skills in typing up a submission, because that's one of the requirements they're saying is that we will type, wanting to have typed submissions and also have a JP. So that's a very big concern because of the remoteness of the state.
Does the appointment of a regional facilitator, I'm not sure what the exact title is, someone to work with people in remote communities, does that make you a little bit more confident in the process?
New position, don't know whether he's qualified or he or she is qualified, whether he or she has those skills as well to engage with Aboriginal people, and there's a diverse group of people. So time will tell on whether that information is getting out to the community.
And outside of the submission process, what are your concerns more broadly about a nuclear future for SA?
Aboriginal people of South Australia have had a huge impact on this nuclear industry from Maralinga days, when the test took place back then in the 50s, but also my grandmother was heavily involved in the Gulbabridi Gungajuda campaign as well, where the federal government proposed a nuclear waste dump. Now, these are issues and concerns that we have already spoken about 10, 20 years ago, 30 years ago with Maralinga and that Royal Commission. So there's a history there that obviously the state is not listening to and paying any attention and respecting those Aboriginal people who have these stories that need to be shared and told.
Is the concern that maybe people in the cities south of Port Augusta might say, yeah, this is great, let's have a, you know, cheap energy, a nuclear future, but in the end it's those areas north of Port Augusta that will end up having to store the waste?
Yes, that's the big risk, and that was one of the questions I've asked Commissioner Scarce about today, was there's a good chance that you won't be putting it a waste dump in metropolitan Adelaide region. You will be looking north of Port Augusta, whether it's native title land or whether it's freehold land.